Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Ches, and we are on Zayin Amid Beis. We just actually finished the story. Again, we're in the sugyas of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer. Today's shiur is sponsored, and the Pesach shiur is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Devar Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we are in the stories of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer. How did we get into this? Remember, we're talking about buying Tevel. Are there any Peturim for buying Tevel and not having to be Mafresh Demai? So one of them was, if I buy it, Libehema. If I buy it for animal fodders, then there's a Petur. One does not have to take off Demai if it's for animal fodder. But we saw that the Chamor of Pinchas Ben Yoyer didn't want to rely on any Kulis, and even though this was for animals, meaning for himself, it would be usher for the chamor to eat, so therefore the chamor didn't eat it. Okay, and we mentioned that in Chulin, on Daf Zayin, in the Bavli, there was a different version of the story, that this was food that was bought originally for human consumption, and then it was changed to animal consumption, so it was a real isser. It wasn't just a chumrah. But in the version that we have here, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer responds, what do you want from me? That he's machmir ar garma sagin, and therefore there's nothing for me to do. And then we had the stories of the two poor people who gave him grain that he kept, and then we had the last story of the collection and the gathering of the mice, of the achvarim, that he was able to talk to and get them to stop eating from the grain because the people promised that they would be mafresh shumas and maisas properly. So we continue with that story, a similar story, now on the top of Ches Amud Aleph. Margali min demalka sarkaya naflis. One time there was a jewel, there was a pearl. Maharaf Fulda says, Margalit achat. Some type of pearl fell from one of the kings. What kind of kings? Melech Yishmael. The Maharaf Fulda says, one of the Arabian kings, fell, Ubalas chad achbar, and an achbar ate it. So now they want to get their, they don't know where the animals are, and they want to get their pearl back. Also, the Gabi, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer, and they came to Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyer, Amarlei, Minanach, other. What do you think I am? You think I'm a necromancer, a sorcerer? Well, you just come to me and you think I have that reputation. So Amarlei, L'shimcha tava asis. No, we came because of your shame tov. You have a great shame tov, not because you're the negative black magic size side, but you have a shame tov for the good side. So that's why we came to you. Gazar Alei of Thompson is like, okay. What was exactly was the Havamina, what was the Maskana, what did he think, what does it mean coming from the Chover Chaver? Chover Chaver is an Avera, as we know, right? The Pasuk says you can't be a Chover Chaver in Dvarim. Again, as I like to mention, the Sefer HaChinuch version, right? You have all of those mitzvahs in Parsha Shoftim relating to all of these types of issues, right? The Tavkuf Yud is the Isser of Kisum. What does it mean? And the Rishonim discuss exactly what the Kisum is, trying to figure out the future, right? That's, maybe horoscopes are included in that. That's Kisum. And then there's Kishuf. Kishuf is, using dark forces in order to create some, magical, result. And then we have Chover Chaver, using charms and incantations to maybe gather animals. That's why Dafgar, that's the one that's mentioned here. Chaver, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shoninanu mila'asos hashba'os al shuminyan. V'zei enyan sheyomar adam dvarim v'yomar l'bnei adam, shosem advarim yo'ilu o yaziku le'echen mikol ha'enyanim. Chaver, chaver. Echad chaver es ha'nachash v'echad chaver es ha'akrav. Klomar, sheyomar aleim dvarim k'dei shalo yishachu l'fidaiti. Say something so that they don't bite. Say something that regarding already a bite. V'yesha pirshu chover chaver shemekabetz betachbulosav ubahashpaosav nechashim o agrabim o shar chayos l'makim echad. There's our case, right? There are those that say chover chaver is someone who uses certain type of magical forces to gather snakes and scorpions or other wild animals to one place. V'akol b'chlal ha'isser, and that's included in the isser. That's included in the isser. Then he says, you find some of these types of cases in Chazal, right? That this occurred. No, that's where they use the positive forces, and not the dark forces. Okay, either way. So he comes to Pinchas Ben Yoyer. He says, "Am I a chover chaver?" He says, "No, I came for your good name." So go Leam v'Tzamsut. So what do you do? We gather them to come together. So all the achbarim are again, maybe for a different town. They all come to gather. Chama chad megaba. He sees one that is Megaba. What's Megaba? He has something, right, the Marafolda. Shahayala Kamin Chatotros. It's like a humpback. A humpback. Like, he sees one of them has this big humpback, this thing sticking out in his back. It's like, oh, Vasi says, Amar Gabe Hahainu. There's our guy. There's our guy. Vagazar Ilave Upalta. And he was gozer on it, decreed on it, and he spit it out. And he spit it out, and he got the jewel, and he got the jewel back. I saw one of them, a Farshim, talk about, why do you have to be gozer on all of them? Why couldn't he just be gozer on that one that had the humpback? Just have that one to come. Not that one. Ma l'chora, quotes from the Shevet Musar. L'chora kasha, matzorach ligzer akol achbarim, she is kapsu. Hayelo ligzer al achbar, shahaya besochar margalis, she yavel lefanav. Just that one guy should come. V'yigzar alav, she yikana be a, right, so why can't you say that? It says, maybe l'hagdil hanes lefnei hamelech. Once you're acting on behalf of Hashem, he wanted to make the nace even bigger. He gathered all of them. That was a nace. I guess the king knew whether it was could be done through chover chaver or done through a dvar shebekdusha. So by gathering them, he showed the nace to the king. Gam hikir bekulam ha'achbar shahamargalas besocho. And they saw which one had the pearl. Ki melech Yisrael lo haven sheba avur shera Rabbi Pinchas ha'achbar misakeim shehikir bo shemargalos besocho kiim sheyeda shadavar derech neis vayde kiim misparsim bekiflayim koach atzadik ba'olam asher kadosh baruch hu who oev osa biyosam osim b'sano. So it made the neis bigger. Maybe the king wouldn't have been able to tell, you know, how he knew, how he was different, how it was different. So in any case, that was the neis that occurred. Good, says the Gemara, continuing. Repinchas ben Yar Azel Lachad Asar Asun Lagabe. Right, again, he came to a place. They came to him, Amrin Le, Leis, Mavu, and Masfeklan. Right, our growths, our Tvua is not enough for us. Not for us. The Mabuan is the Ma'ayan, really, the water. Right, Mivabea is to bubble out. So our Ma'ayan, see the Marafolda. Ein Hamayan Mistapeklan Umayim. Right, we used to have more. We used to irrigate our fields. It used to be everything we needed it to be, and no more. They said maybe you're not being mafresh shumas and maizes properly. Maybe you're not doing tikkunim properly. Amarle arvan. Okay, we promise, we guarantee, and we'll take care of it. Va'arvan va'aspik lahun, and then that fixed the problem. Again, this is instead of a gzera of drought, and then people do tshuva. So here was another way HaKadosh Baruch Hu used, right? A gzera of the well not producing as it used to produce, the gzera of the achbar meeting, and there was another way, having Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair happening to go through the town and tell them what the story is. Okay, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Havi Ozel Beis Van. He was going to the Beis Medrash. So this is similar, got a story we mentioned, Chulin Dav Zayin. This is similar to the story in Chulin and Dav Zayin when Aleph going over the side of a base. But there, what does it say? He wasn't on his way to a Beis Vad. The Gemara there says, Pinchas ben Yair have a causal opinion Shvuyim. He was going to opinion Shvuyim. So is this two different stories? It has a couple different details. So, but it says here that he was going to the Beis Vad. Havi Ginoi Gvir, and there was a river in front of him. Amar le ginoi ginoi mata mana li min beis vada. Why are you not letting me go past? Upalako mi vavar. And it split and he went past. Much easier time than he had in the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Zayin. If you remember that story, he wants to pass. And the Gemara says, Paga be ginoi, he comes to this river, Bnara. Amar le ginoi chalok li memecha v'everbech. Split. So I could go past. Amarle, the river says, no, not so fast. Ata holech lasas b'tzon koncha, v'ani holech lasas b'tzon koni. You're going to fulfill the ratzon of your creator, and so am I. You're going to do a mitzvah, and I'm doing what Hashem told me to do. He told me water should flow downstream, and I'm doing exactly what Hashem wanted me to do. Right? Every moment, this is what Hashem wants me to do. Ata safik, oseh safik, yata oseh. You're maybe going to be successful, maybe not. Unclear whether you're going to be successful. Vani vade ose. I'm vade doing what Hashem wants me to do. So I'm not splitting. You know, ain't suffering mosi mide vadai. So Pinchas ben Yair, sorry, but I'm a river and I'm continuing to split. Does a river have das? Does a river have das? Right. So says Tosfos. Shema sar shel yam heishiv lokach. Maybe it was the guardian angel of the river. Right? Tosfos maybe feels like with the Ramban, that there are sarim, sar shel Esav, and sar. So maybe it was the sar, says Tosfos. Number one. O inami, Rabbi Pinchas hayim machashev belibo, shelakach hayim meniach milach loklo. This was a conversation he was having in his head. Not like he was talking to the Yam. But he was just thinking in his head whether, you know, the Yam deserved to be split or not. So it's the sar shel Yam, or the just no conversation itself, right? Ukeinian zet sarach lafarish. He says similar to the Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. Remember that Gemara, Daf Yud Zayin, of Lezer ben Derdaya. Lezer ben Derdaya, he was a mezana with everyone, all the kol nashim shaba olam, and then finally he's doing tshuva at the end of his life, and he says to the sun and the moon, Bakshu alai rachamim, please help me out, ask rachamim for me. And they said, we can't do anything, you got to do it yourself. And so they said, the mountains and valleys, Bakshu alai rachamim. So Tosfos says, in that Gemara too, that's how you have to explain, Damar Shemayim, Bakshu alai rachamim. That maybe he's just, you know, in his head, it's a realization that Ein hadavar tali elabi. It's the language of that Gemara. That it's tali on me. Tali on me. So maybe he's trying to, Rav Pinchas ben Yair here also is trying to, you know, maybe be on the level to be zocha to a splitting. So anyway, so what did Rav Pinchas ben Yair say? And that, continuing that Gemara, this is not here. Here it just split right away. Maybe that Gemara, it was the second one. So it happened already once. So here, imata cholek, he says, if you split, if you don't split, gozrani alecha shlo yaver b'chal mayim ma'olam, I will be decree that you'll never have water again in your history. Right? Says repiklat adyar to the river. Chalak lay, okay, he split. He split, he didn't want to have that. And what was the threat? What does the river care? Okay. And then there was somebody carry chitim with him to go do Pesach, split for him too. Cholak ne la nami lahai de b'mitzvah, so he's osik b'mitzvah. So cholak lay split again. Split again, or it stayed split, not 100% clear. Ho ho taya, de lava badayo, there was a non-Jewish merchant that was traveling with them. Rashi says, socher aravi, armale chlok le nami lahai. Right? Also split for this one. De lo le makach osim lebede avaya. Oh, this is how you treat your accompaniers? So, split for that too. And they say, b'shin arachai makadash. It was so easy for him. It was so easy for him. Split! And our Gemara, he just splits. There, he just asked him a couple of times. And Kriyas Yamsuf was so hard. Kriyas Yamsuf, they had to go in up until their necks. The Gemara in Sota talks about fascinating machlokas. The Gemara in Sota, actually yesterday's Daf Yomi, right? The Gemara talks about whether nobody wanted to go in until somebody jumped in, or everybody wanted to go in, and they were arguing who was going to go in first. But either way, what's the difference? Why was it so hard for Am Yisrael and so easy for Pinchas ben Yair? So Rav Chaim HaKadosh says, because that's post Matan Torah. Post Matan Torah, if you have the Koch of Torah with you, so then that's a different power. That's a different realm. And therefore, that's how it was different. Okay, so back to our Gemara, our version. So he says, split, and he split. Amar lo Tamida, Yochlan and Avir, says Tamidim were with him, said, could we also go through? Could we also go through in your splitting? Right, maybe they were more nervous than the Egyptians. Right, the Egyptians knew that they don't want to jump in because maybe it's the waves are going to come back. Could we go through? Amar lon, manda yada benafshe, delo akila bar nash. Min Yisrael min Yomi, if anybody knows they never made fun of somebody, they never makel in the covet of another Jew, Yavra velo mincha. Right? He could go through. Velo mincha, what's mincha? Either it means he won't be hurt, or Rav Chaim Kadievsky, minache lo min zchuyosav. Right? You won't be using up any of your zchuyos by going through. So it was a pretty high level. Who knows that they never, you know, violated ona'as dvarim. Right? And the Mefarshim wondered, that's dafka the Avera. That's the Avera, why, Avko, if you never spoke Lashon Hara, if you never ate not kosher, right, why is it that this is the issue, but this is the zechus that somebody has if you're always worried about and concerned of other people's feelings and you never hurt anybody else's feelings, so then you would be able to go through. Okay, end of that story. Rebbe, but we still have some stories on today's daf. Daf Zayin, Daf Ches, in Demai. Rebbe bar the Mishrei Shmita, one time Rebbe wanted to be Matir Shmita. What does that mean? Mara Fulda, Shirata Lahatir Shmita Bismanazeh, the Dafka Bikhayam. He wanted to be Mata Shmita Bismanazeh. What's Shmita Bismanazeh? This is Rebbe Shita. What's Rebbe? Rebbe holds Mesechas Gitta, Shmita Bismanazeh is Durabanan. Right? Rebbe Lashitaso. If you look in the Rash Sirlio, Shirata Lahatir Luzroa Bishmita, Vazil Taimei, says in Git in Lamed Vav, the Shmita Bismanazeh Durabanan. Vach Isa Verakashalech, Yerushalmi. Right? He quotes in the Yerushalmi. Right? He quotes the Yerushalmi. Our Gemara in the Bavli has half of this machlokas, but he quotes it from the Yerushalmi. V'zeh devar hashmita shamot. Rebbe Omer, right? There are two words, hashmita, shamot. So what do you learn from there? Rebbe Omer, shnei shmitim. It's referring to two times when the fields are fallow, when you can't work them. When is that? Shmita v'yovel. Right? Shmita and yovel. Because yovel also has the same halachas of shmita, plus more. So the Gemara says, Lo malacha shebishasha yovel noeg, hashmita noheges midin Torah. Pasqua yovelos, shmita noheges midivrehem. If there's yovel, then there's shmita. There's no yovel, there's only drabanan. So already in the days, early, machlokas be showing him whether there was shmita during Bayesheni, or in the in-between years. In the in-between years, but either way, yovel had already stopped. Right? So if yovel already stopped, so did they have shmita? So that is a machlokas ram. I'm ravid, and else. So that's what the... Rasilio says, and why wasn't there Yovel? Why wasn't there Yovel? Because the Gemara says elsewhere that Yovel requires Kol Yoshvei Aleha, requires all of Klal Yisrael to be there, or at least Rov of Klal Yisrael to be there in the places, in their Shvatim places. Kol Yoshvei Aleha. If you don't have Yovel, if you don't have that, then you don't have Yovel, and if you don't have Yovel, maybe you don't have Shmita. That's Rebbe's Chiddush. Ematzai Pasqua Yovelos L'Kol Yoshvei Ha Bizman SheKol Yoshvei Aleha. That's the Gemara that he quotes from Erechin on Daf Lamed Beis. He put together the Gemara in Gittin Lamed Vav and Erechin Lamed Beis in the Bavli. V'kivet shahaisa shnas bitzoras, and since it was a famine year, so ratza lahatira. Rebbe wanted to may have some kulas. T'hi gzeira she'ina rova tzibur chol alamud. But the whole thing is drabanan, and now it's a gzeira that the most of the tzibur can't deal with. It's a famine year. U'bal tashchis degufa ika. And the Barsilo continues also, what about bal tashchis? Baltashkas de gufa, right? The Gemara uses that lashon in Sefer Shabbos that there's a kadra of baltashkas. Don't throw out food and don't be destructive on for good things. But the Gemara says the greatest baltashkas is of our own bodies. We have to take care of our bodies and not violate baltashkas in that way. Baltashkas de gufa adiv, because after all, our bodies aren't ours. There's a Rambam in Maseches and in Hilchas Sanhedrin, right? Shoftim. There's a Rambam in Sanhedrin and the Radvaz commenting on the halacha of Ein Adam Meisim Asbal Rasha. A person is not allowed to self-incriminate themselves. So the different svar is given why that is. Sometimes it's in the Gemara with Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, but most assume that it's not just based on that, that a person can't self-incriminate themselves. The Rambam says, you know, first of all, maybe you don't believe them. You're not going to shoftim. So the Rambam says that you can't because maybe he's a masochist, maybe he's somebody who wants to die, maybe he's somebody who's in pain, and therefore he likes it, so therefore you can't trust them. But the Radvaz there says that maybe there's a deeper idea in this halacha, says the Rambam, and the Perek Yudches. The Rambam says... Right, there's no miso or malchus based on a person's own admission. El apishne edim, two edim. V'zeh shaharig Yoshua achan v'David leger hamaleki b'odayas p'm horasha isa odin malchus haya or b'malchus or horasha. Aval Sanhedrin can never kill somebody or give malchus based on hoda'a of the person. Shema nitrafa daito v'davar zeh, maybe he's gone crazy. Shema min ha'amela mari nefesh, maybe he's just bitter. Hamachakim lamus, shem tamid tokin charivos bebitnam, right, they do terrible things. But the Radvaz says there, I'll give you a little svara, even though it's a gzeres ha'kasef. V'yefshar lasis ksas tam, l'fishe napsho shel adam kinyano, ela kinyin ha'kadosh baruch hu. Our souls don't belong to us. Shnemar ha'nefashos liheina. Right, when it comes to money, Hashem gives me the money, but He doesn't give me my body. My body is on loan; really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why I'm not allowed to self-incriminate or self-inflict. And Bezdin giving me punishment based on my own admission would be a problem. So that's why the one is not allowed to do that. That's connected to Bal Tashkus Tegufa. Right, it's your own baltashkas also is a halakha. Okay, so back to the story. So Rebbe wanted to be matar shmita because for some reason, right, Pashas, Rebbe l'shitaso, shmita is drabanan. There are a couple of discussions, we just mentioned one, about shmita bismanazeb being drabanan. Right, we start off, even before we get to the shmita and yovel connection, step one would be the Rambam.
think we mentioned this, we spoke about Giziv a couple of days ago. Giziv in the Yerushalmi. First question is there Kedusha Bizman Azev Eretz Yisrael? That was the first step. Assuming there is Kedusha, then maybe, right, based on the original Hakdasha, then you have the question of, is it still here because Bnei Yisrael went out? We're exiled. So the first step is the Rambam about Kedusha Rishona, Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Amorah, Machlokas Rishonim, Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Ashaita, Vikitchel Avo, Kedusha Shnia, and the Rambam is Machalik between Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia. Remember, Kedusha Rishona, the first time Bnei Yisrael went in, and then they went out, the Kedusha was lost from the Ole Mitzrayim. But by the Ole Bavel, the second time they went up, that was based on settlement, not based on conquering only, and therefore that Kedusha lasted. So step one, that there is Kedusha Bizman HaZed Araisa. That's the Rambam in Beis HaBechira and the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos. We always read it from Hilchos Beis HaBechira. So maybe today we'll read it from Hilchos Trumos because we're in Maseches Demai. The Rambam says, Kol Shechziku, Perek Aleph Halacha Hei of Hilchos Trumos, Kol Shechziku Olim Mitzrayim, V'des Kadesh Kedusha Rishona, Kivan Shegalu, Batlo Kedusha Son. The first time they went in, the Kedusha was batel. Shekedusha Rishona, Lefisha Islam, Ibnei Akibash Bilvad, because it was just based on conquering, Kitchel Ashaita, Velo Kitchel Asalavo. But Kivan Sha'alu Bnei Hagola, once the Bnei Eretz Yisrael went up the second time, Vechziku Bimiksas Ha'aretz, right, not as much land they conquered as the first time, but Miksas, Kitchua Kedusha Shnia, Ha'omedes La'olam, L'Shaita Ula Asid Lavo. And it lasts forever. That lasts forever, the second Kedusha. That's what we read also a couple of days ago. So regarding that, step one, there is Kedusha Daraisa in those places. Then comes along step two, why would it be Durabanan? What's the next step? And that is the connection to the connection to Shmitas Ksafim, right? There's a concept of B.S. Kulchem, and after B.S. Kulchem, which is a Chala Halacha that the Rambam extends to Truma, then there is the discussion of the connection to Yovel. And that's Rebbe, and that's what is mentioned in our Gemara. Fine. So again, a big discussion. Now let's go back to our Gemara. So Rebbe wanted to be Matar Shmita Durabanan, it was Shmita Bizbanan said Durabanan, and there was a famine. So Saul of Pinchas Ben-Yar Lagabe, Pinchas Ben-Yar went to visit him. Did he dafka go visit him because he wanted to prevent this kula? We'll see. Did he hold that it was Daraisa? Right? His shita? We'll see. Amar le ma'ibura avdin. So asks Rebbe to Reb Pinchas Ben-Yair, "Nu, how are the growths doing? How's the tefuah doing?" Right, the Rechaim Kadievsky. Bikesh Lermozlo, he wanted to hint to him, Shalom also Yafeh Vishas Hatchaku. He wanted to be Meramis to him that we got to do something. We're the rabbis and we have to give some kulas. Look at the Rabara Folda. Lefisha Kibese Love Harbezakanim, Vigadolim, Lahatir Shvias Basifu Biminyan. All the great rabbis of the generation came to have a conference about this. Rabbi Pinchas Haven Adavar. Rabbi Pinchas understood this. Shalakach Nesvu. That he understood what this meeting was about. Va'asa atzmo ki'ilu lo yada. And he pretended that he was just coming in to, see what the commotion was. Uki'ilu nesvu la'aber hashanim. Maybe there's Ibra Hashana, maybe they're adding on a month. Right? Vishalo, mama abra hashana osim, hashta hacha, sh'ein ma'aber hashana b'shvias. Right? That the, there's a question. Mara Fulda says that Reb Pinchas Ben Yair is asking this question. Nu, what's going on? Are you being ma'aber? Is that because of the tua? But the answer, Amar Le, Ol Shin Yafo. So the Mara Fulda says, Heisilo Davarach Levishiyada Rebbe She'inu Maskimim Olahat Yashvias. He's just changing the subject. So that's one version of how the conversation is going. Right? Reb Pinchas Ben Yair is asking, Nu, are we being ma'aber the Shana? And said, they just changed the topic because they knew he wasn't. But according to the other way to read it, is that no, they asked Reb Pinchas Ben Yair, Reb Chaim Kadievsky's way, right? Right? What's going on with the tua? You know, the tua is, not good and it's a famine. We need to do this. So he says, what do you mean? The Olshin or Yafos, the endives are good. We got one thing that's going well. Says, is it a really full of famine? I'm like, Olshin Yafos. Umay Buravid. But they said to him again, no, what's going on with the Ibor? Amarle, Olshin Yafos. He wasn't budging. They saw that he wasn't interested. So Vyada Rebbe, Deles Hu Maskama Ime. So Rebbe saw that he wasn't being maskim. I said, from one of the two, either whichever way the conversation was going. Amarle. So doesn't say what happened. Maybe they stopped that or they waited for him to leave. Mishkach Rebbe Meichel Iman Tzivchar Petel Yomadein. You want to eat a little bit with us? Right, Pinchas Ben Yair, he was the God of Adar. He says, you want to stay for lunch? Amalon in. Again, a similar story is told at the end of that Gemara in Chulin. He says, yeah, I will stay. And he didn't stay in too many places. There was a big covet for Pinchas Ben Yared to stay and to eat. So, Minachis Chama Minavalta to Rebbe Kaiman. When he went downstairs, he saw near Rebbe's apartment was a white mule, which is a dangerous type of mule. Amar Kolilen Yodai Zanin. Right, the Jews are feeding these dangerous animals. After Delochami Savar Apui Min Kadon. I don't know if I'm going to see him again. And he left. Azlun va'amrin l'Rebbe, and they came to tell Rebbe, Shalach Rebbe. They had the Rebbe, he left. He was upset about something. There's a lot of depth to these stories, which we're not going to go into right now. Shalach Rebbe, boy mefayaste. Rebbe sent food to try to appease him, to try to explain, you know, what he had that mule for. Matan be gabikartes, they got to the city where Pinchas Ben Yair had run away to. Amar b'nei karti korvenli. Pinchas Ben Yair sees that there's an entourage of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi on his way to come. So he says to the people who you were with, can you please surround me? Right, he wanted to be surrounded. V'nachzu b'nei karti v'akvan alai. Okay, they surrounded him. Amar l'an Rebbe, boy mefayasted. He says to them, you know why I need you to surround me? Because Rebbe's coming to appease me. Right? So they're like, what? Right? That's why you're using us? Shavkune Bazalon. So they left. They're like, that's not a good reason for us to like protect you and surround you. You're on your own. You know, Rebbe wants to appease you, so why don't you listen? Omar Bnei Didi Kurvinli. So he says, okay, could please the ones that are close to me please come and come around me? So what happened? Nachsa says Shasim and Shmai Vakvis Ilave. So fire from heaven came down and surrounded him. If the people aren't going to surround him, so at least the Malachim were going to surround him. Right, he says, the people that are close to me. But the B'nai Didi. B'nai Didi mean people like me. There are a couple of stories in Shas, from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, I think Daf Yud, where sort of Atuninus and Rebbe, and there was one of the Rabbanim was with Rebbe, and Atuninus said, I told you never have any man here with you when I come visit, because he came in the tunnel, it was a private visit. So Rebbe says, Les din Barinish, don't worry, he's not human. He's not a man. And then he does Tchias HaMesim. He says, okay, I believe you, but still, I don't want anybody here. But you see from there that some people are more angelic than man. So here, when Rav Pinchas Ben Yair says, could the people who are close to me come surround me? Maybe he's referring to the angels which came down. Az and Amr and the Rebbe, they told Rebbe that we're not getting close. There's fire around him. Amr, Ho Lo Zamninan. Zachninan, nispa mine ba'al mahadein, niske nispa mine ba'al madasi. Okay, we weren't zocha to be satiated with him. And be with him in this world, I hope in the next world I'll get a seat next to Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. Rabbi Chagai, b'shem Rav Shua bar Nachman, ma'isa b'chazadeh ha'shei ha'chover bor shichonim ha'aros, lo'ovrim b'shavim. Again, a story that comes up in Bava Kamma and elsewhere. A story with a certain pious person that he spent his life digging holes and pits and ditches for the water, for the Orem Meshavim, for the Jews who came to be all the regal. Pamachas Aisabito Averes Linase Vishat Fanar. His daughter was on his way to go get married, and she was taken by the river. Shat Fanar. Favin Kolama Alim Gabe. And everybody was upset and complaining, so to speak. He spends his life doing this, and this is what happens to his daughter. He spends his life doing mitzvahs with water, and this is what happens. Ba'ayar Menachamte Velo Kabbal Alei Misnachama. They try to comfort him, but he wouldn't take comfort. Some say why, because he wasn't really dead. Remember Rashi in Sefer Bereishis, right? Ein makam tanchumin alachai. All Rav Pinchas Ben Yair lagabe. Rav Pinchas Ben Yair went to comfort him. Boy menachamte, v'lo kabli lavi mislachema. He didn't even accept tanchumin of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, the God Lador. Amarlo dein hi chasid chon. This is you're such a chasid. You have to accept gzeirah shamayim sometimes. Amrulei Rebbe kach v'kach hayosa kach v'kach iru. No, this is what he spends his life doing, and this is what happened. Omar, after showing Machabit is Baro B'mayim, who Makabcho B'mayim, can't be that he was punished in this way, says Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. Miyan Nafla Avara Ba'ir, Baz Bida Shaloso Ish. All of a sudden there was a rumor in the town, all of a sudden she came. The daughter walked in. Is the Amri B'sichsa Is Ari, some say there was like a peg, some type of branch sticking out that she grabbed onto. V'is the Amri, Malach Yared B'dimus Rav Pinchas Ben Yair V'itzila. Or a malach in the form of Pinchas Ben Yair went and saved her, right? Bischus or Pinchas Ben Yair, that generation, he knew that she wouldn't be punished for this, at least in his door. Okay, so once we're on topics of magical and miraculous stories, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, someone who has plenty of miraculous stories about him in Shas, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa be Yosef Achim Leli Shabbos. One time he was eating on Friday night, and it has to do with non-Meuser material also. He was sitting Friday night, Pachas Pesura Kumi, the table started collapsing in front of him. Remember the other story about him at the table, the three legs, the golden legs coming out from Shemayim. His wife wanted the leg. He takes it. He sends it back up to Shemayim. So him and tables have a couple of stories. See, the legs started collapsing. The tables started collapsing. Amru le makain. The Talmidim said, "What's going on here?" Amar le tavlin sha'alti mishchenat. Oh, there was spices that I borrowed from my shachet, and I didn't take out shumas and maizrus. And he was maskir it again, the tznai that they say he made before Shabbos, that he was going to be mafresh. He did something before Shabbos, he could be, continue being mafresh on Shabbos. And all of a sudden he did that, and the table came back up. Va'Allah shulchan me'elav, the table came back up. Some achronim say from here, the spices require chumas and maizrus? Right? They're not edible, so the Marafolda says it must be the type of spices that are edible. Hainu osan shehein ochel. Avostam tavlin peturim in a maizrus. One more story. Rabbi Tavra Rabbi Yosef Achel, and Afal Pitut Mine. One time Rabbi Tavra was eating, and unusually the bread fell out of his hand. Amru Le Makein. They said, right, everything that happened to the great Tanaim was taken as a simon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? They say, what happened? Amr Le, Kardom Sha'altiv. I had asked for a Kardom. Kardom sounds like an axe, but maybe it was like more of a knife to cut my bread with. Vasita Gabal Taras. Right? And I used it, and I put it in a mikvah. I didn't think that this knife would be Tameh. Right? And he ate, and Rabbi Tarfon kept all of his food, even the chulin, but Taras Truma, the Marafolda says, to me that's why it happened, so I wouldn't be Nichshal in this story. Okay, we'll stop before Yayin Lemurius, and we will continue. Back to Demai tomorrow. Back to Demai, as you look, there isn't too much Agadata in this Pesachta, but Baruch Hashem, we had a couple of days worth amazing stories right here.